Regional Conferences 2026. In May, the charity held 5 regional conferences in Grantham, Cardiff, Basingstoke, Belfast and Edinburgh. One of the attendees in Basingstoke was new member ambassador Jules Lee, and he writes of his experience. On Thursday, 14th May, I attended the regional conference at Basingstoke. I wanted to write about it from the perspective of members, so during and in the evening after, I spoke with and listened to the views of many who attended. Hopefully, this reflects those viewpoints. The introduction by our CEO, Adrian Bell, was appreciated by all, though many felt it could have been longer, with more opportunity to raise questions. The general consensus was the balance was about right, allowing other topics on the agenda to be discussed. One of the issues that arose was the disparity of the levels of support members receive around the country. Whenever members meet at national or regional events or at Rustington, those differences become apparent. One example was the range of opportunities members have to attend local social coffee mornings and lunches. Some areas were well served, while some members felt left out. One suggestion was made for a national list of all regular meetings be made available, a proposal many thought worthwhile. Leading on from this, a comment was raised that our community geographical boundaries should not preclude members taking part in events hosted by a different community. Speaking with some others in the evening, I was surprised by how members felt that their involvement with Blind Veterans UK only existed in their community. That last point may explain why so many of those attending said it was a wonderful experience to meet so many different members, and they had learnt so much about the charity, particularly by chatting with other members. Sandra Fruish, a consultant with an impressive background of charity work, spoke about membership. Sandra gave 4 different wordings to describe what the charity should be for us as members, and more importantly, how we should look for all those we need to introduce to Blind Veterans UK for the future. For those who had attended previous regional and all national conferences, some were keen to hear a more direct update on the charity becoming a formal membership association. This has been discussed for some time and is generally well supported, so a number of attendees would have welcomed a more detailed update. At Basingstoke, Aaron Garrett, Service Development Manager, spoke about families and carers, although different staff led this session at other conferences. A number of members attending were accompanied by their partners, and from chatting to some, it seems a challenge for them to see themselves as carers. It was welcome that the charity is doing more to see what it can offer family members and carers, and it was recognised in the room the vital role they play. The subject of Carers Week at Rustington was raised, though there was some confusion as to who looks after the member if the carer is at the centre. An alternative was raised, where the member has a week at the centre, whilst the carers have their own week at a centre, such as Warners or Potters. Sam Dutton and Glynis Gillen talked about addressing issues which would be of importance to new members joining the charity and others considering it. We discussed these around each of the tables where we were seated, led by a member of staff. I gave the final talk, a brief word about the ambassador role and my experiences of talking to corporate supporters along with smaller groups. The feedback was positive, with everyone agreeing the importance of spreading the word about the incredible work our charity does. Particularly amongst those who had attended previous conferences, there was disappointment that there was no Q&A session with Adrian. These have been quite lively previously, but a great deal can be learnt from these sessions. I know one member had 5 or 6 questions prepared. The majority of attendees enjoyed the conference and learned a great deal about the charity. The facilities and location were well appreciated, and it is always welcome to meet fellow members throughout the day and at the dinner in the evening. And you can read a full write-up on the topics discussed at blindveterans.org.uk/conference.